John Kerry is the candidate for all Americans. No matter what side you're on, John Kerry is on your side. John Kerry supported the war.
We need to disarm Saddam Hussein.
John Kerry argued against the war.
It's the wrong war in the wrong place at the wrong time.
If you think we spent too much money on the war, John Kerry agrees with you.
I would not have made the wrong choices that are now forcing us to pay nearly the entire cost of this war. $200 billion that we're not investing in education, in healthcare, job creation here at home. That's the wrong choice.
Or if you think we didn't spend enough money on the war, John Kerry agrees with you.
Do you believe that we should reduce funding that we are now providing for the operation in Iraq?
No, I think we should increase it.
Increase funding?
Yes.
By how much?
By whatever number of billions of dollars it takes to win.
If you think the president made the right decision going to war in Iraq, John Kerry agrees with you.
I think it was the right decision to disarm Saddam Hussein. And when the president made the decision, I supported him and I support the fact that we did disarm him.
If you think the president made a big mistake going to war, then John Kerry also agrees with you.
I think it was a huge mistake for the president to go to the war the way he did. I've said that a dozen times.
Maybe you think Iraq never had weapons of mass destruction. John Kerry had the courage to say so.
Based on weapons of mass destruction, the president distorted that, and I've said that.
Or maybe you think Iraq did have weapons of mass destruction. John Kerry had the courage to say so.
Iraq has some lethal and incapacitating agents and is capable of quickly producing, weaponizing a variety of such agents, including anthrax, for delivery on a range of vehicles, such as bombs, missiles, aerial sprayers, and covert operatives, which could bring them to the United States itself.
If you think it was wrong to vote against the $87 billion to arm our troops, John Kerry agreed.
Will you then vote against the $87 billion?
I don't think any United States senator is going to abandon our troops and recklessly leave Iraq. That's irresponsible. There's a way to do this properly, but I don't think anyone in the Congress is going to not give our troops ammunition, not give our troops the ability to be able to defend themselves.
If you think it was right to vote against the $87 billion, then John Kerry also agrees with you.
Proud to say that John joined me in voting against that $87 billion.
Or, if you're simply not sure, John Kerry has a position for you.
I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
If you think it's wrong to go it alone in a war, John Kerry agrees.
Going it alone in Iraq, that's the wrong choice. That's the wrong direction.
If you think it's okay to go it alone, John Kerry agrees with you.
The president, as I also wrote in that article, always reserves the right to act unilaterally, protect the interest of our country.
John Kerry, the only candidate with the courage to take every position on every issue. It's not easy defending multiple positions. John Kerry had the courage to try to do it on 60 Minutes.
Right. You voted for this war. Was that Leslie, vote, given what you know now, a mistake?
For, Leslie, you see, you're playing here. What I voted for was an authority for the president to go to war as a last resort if Saddam Hussein did not disarm and we needed to go to war.
But I'm trying to find out if you today, now that you know about that report, think the war was a mistake.
I think I answered your question.
Even when Dan Rather catches you, John Kerry had the courage to just deny it.
Voted for the war, but now didn't vote for the money.
That's not a flip-flop. That's not a flip-flop.
John Kerry, more positions than any other candidate, and the courage to stand by all of them.
Mark Simone.